To the York Peninsula in South Australia now, where there's a mouse plague so severe, some locals are reporting catching 70 or 80 mice a night in their house. Ben Wundersitz is a grain grower near Maitland who's got a few on his property. Hi, Ben.
How are you going, Cameron?
Good. How bad are the mice on your property?
Yeah, look, I think we've had significant numbers around probably since 2010, 2011 and 2012. Last year they backed off a bit to the point we didn't need to bait, but this year I'd say they're the biggest numbers I've ever seen in my time farming.
And how long's that?
25 years, I suppose.
Really? So this is a bad year.
Yeah, I think it is, and we've just had Julianne down doing a bit of trapping, and it's really putting a bit of science to the exact numbers and how many holes are active, so it's been really good.
Julianne, that's Julianne Farrell, a rodent biologist, who I'll chat with in a moment. Whereabouts are you finding them, Ben?
Look, it's mainly, we farm about 7 properties on Central York Peninsula. They probably tend to be worse in the coastal areas where it's mainly a sandy soil. They tend to like that a bit more, but in saying that, there's a fair spread right across the peninsula.
And are they in town as well as on the farms?
Yeah, definitely in town. Yeah, I've spoken to locals in our local town of Maitland that are, you know, they're killing sort of up to 100 mice a night, and have been baiting around their houses, and some are now reverting to trapping because they just said there was just so many dead carcasses around their houses. They were actually concerned for their for perhaps their pets and even their children. So yeah, there's big numbers around.
This is around the homes in the town, is it? Just dead mice all around them.
Yeah, there is, just driving around any road at night, there's just mice all over the roads. So, I know that there's significant numbers, throughout the peninsula.
Are they in your home?
No, we've got a house pretty well sealed and we're baiting around the house, but, you know, it's not uncommon to sort of find 30 or 40 around the house every morning, just half-dead mice, so it's not exciting.
Mm. That's no easy task, sealing your home, is it? They get in through all sorts of small holes.
Yeah, well, they say a mouse can go through a hole about the size of a pen. So, because we've had them around for a few years, I suppose we've got the house pretty well sealed.
You've had practice, eh?
Yeah, we have, correct.
Yeah. Now, Julianne Farrell is a rodent biologist who's assessing the numbers on the York Peninsula. Hi, Julianne.
Hi, Cameron. How are you going?
Good. How severe is this plague?
It's pretty severe, Cameron. It's much worse than I've seen in recent years in Queensland. That just confirms what Ben has just told you, that they're seeing huge numbers. And I spent a week down there recently trapping 6 farms on the York Peninsula in wheat and barley stubble. I used mark recapture trapping techniques and burrow counts to establish population densities and kill trapping to gather data on the breeding status of females. Mm. And that included whether they're lactating or not, pregnant or not, number of embryos and the size of the embryos and the number of embryos from previous pregnancies this season. And that gives us some background information on what the breeding population is doing and will do in the near future. And also gives us a look at the general health of the population to see if there's any diseases or parasites that may indicate that a crash is imminent. But so far, no sign of that. Is very good.
Yes. I think you tend to measure these types of plagues in density per hectare, don't you? Do you know what sort of numbers you're looking at?
Yes, well, based on active burrow counts in the paddocks and averaged over 3 nights, I was getting densities ranging from 1,600 to 3,800 mice per hectare, and that's probably conservative because that's worked out on the assumption that there are 2 mice in a burrow, and that's probably a wild assumption because the trapping data indicates that I was getting up to 50% juveniles in the trapping population each night, and there'd be more juveniles in the burrows until they start to leave home and establish their own areas.
Okay. What kind of damage do they do? What's the concern here?
The concern at the moment is that they're going to still be around in high enough numbers to eat the seed planted when the winter cereal planting starts in April or late April. And that leads to reduced germination because there's reduced seed in the ground, damage of the emerging plants and reduced crop growth and harvested grain.
Ben, so I take it you want them gone urgently. You'd be sowing soon.
Yeah, no, look, to be honest, it's quite horrifying. And look, we started baiting a couple of days ago. And, yeah, I suppose we'll work with Julianne to try and come up with a strategy to try and pull them up before sowing, because in a lot of these areas we now dry sow, and to have to sow grain into significant numbers of mice, and although we will bait straight after the sowing procedure, it's just the recipe for disaster. So so we'll hopefully come up with a strategy. We'll probably bait the worst properties now, pre-seeding, and then look to try and get some gauge on where the numbers are before we start in a couple of weeks.
If you've got thousands of dead mice around the property, what do you do with them?
Oh, you probably don't really do much with them, to be honest. No, we'll just sort of...
You just leave them?
Yeah, we just leave them, really, yeah.
Do they stink?
Yeah, they do, yep.
Huh. Wow. I guess you don't, and as you say, you don't want your pets or dogs or birds coming down and eating them if they've been poisoned.
Yeah, well, most of the bait we currently use, as I understand it, it doesn't sort of carry on through the food chain like the strychnine bait that we used years ago, so I don't think that's a huge issue.
Mm. Julianne, what are the chances of getting on top of this plague before sowing in a few weeks' time?
Cameron, I'm coming back down to South Australia tomorrow to do another round of trapping on Ben's properties to see what effect the baiting has had, and we'll make recommendations from there. But at the moment, I'd be suggesting that most growers consider pre-sowing baiting and possibly post-sowing baiting if they're still seeing mice in the crops. And they can help themselves by, you know, knowing what sort of mice populations they've got in their paddocks, simply by walking a 100-metre transect and marking each end, and then talking all the burrows that they see in that 100 metres, and then going back along that stretch the next day to see if the
powder's been disrupted or not.
See if the powder's been disturbed, and that will indicate an active burrow. So that gives the grower some idea, if they've knocked the populations at all, if they've baited, or how many mice are likely to be getting around in their paddocks pre-sowing.
Is baiting the only way to end this, or can a natural event wipe out the mice?
Often the natural event occurs and there's a crash in populations which will wipe just about every mouse out in a period of a week or two.
What type of event?
It's often caused by disease or parasite, or they just run out of food and resources. There's so many mice around that there's not enough to eat, and there's not enough shelter for them because the burrows are stuffed full of mice. There's a lot of fighting goes on, and disease spreads fairly rapidly, and then when a crash occurs, it occurs very quickly, and the populations fall dramatically.
Mm. All right. Well, for Ben and the other growers and the townies' point of view, I hope that happens sooner rather than later. Thanks a lot, Julianne. All the best.
Thanks, Cameron. Bye.
Julianne's a rodent biologist. Julianne Farrell, also heard there from Ben Wondersitz, who is a farmer, a grain grower on the York Peninsula. This is Bush Telegraph on RN.